Blog Talk Radio.
Bad girl, G4 fresh. Swear to God, if she take three more steps, I'ma give her what she want. This is before sex. With that hourglass frame, she don't need corsets. She a tease, more or less. Somebody gotta make the move. I ain't talking about me, more or less. My imagination's running wild, cause her shine kinda got my eyes squinting like I need more rest. Yes, she can make a dime piece feel plain. So bad, she don't even give a real name. Fly handbag, look at a heel game. Sitting on the couch like she posing in a steel frame. Hips rocking while the club playing Lil Wayne. Man and man to try, but it's a real shame. All I know is that I was wanna, and I don't care who's the owner.
Tonight, all eyes are on you. You're the center of attention, girl. Light up the room. Cause I've been spending all of my time. Just choosing all of my mind. Center of attention, girl.
Yeah. Eye candy, as bad as y'all get. Like I say, this ain't your average old chick. Twitter avatar pic, had them all sick. Hit a Facebook, posted a status, one click. Butterfly rose, tatted on her wrist. Hard on my sleeve, I'm glad I don't snitch. Nah, cause she would know that she could have it all quick. Which is just another bill, I done added on quick. It's that Williams, she hurt my truth. So fly, couldn't see her from a bird's eye view. Gotta be careful with the words I use. With shots of Patron, courage comes through. Rejection, truly wanna send me. You know what they say, beauty's only skin deep. But I'd be lying if I truly didn't envy. Whoever got her when I knew it should've been me.
Tonight, all eyes are on you. You're the center of attention, girl. You light up the room. Cause I've been spending all of my time. Cause you've been all of my mind. Center of attention, girl.
Nah. Ain't no holding back, the bad girl's always rolling packs. But you stand out, baby, doesn't get much more bold than that. Your situation is so intact, let me talk to you. See, I really ain't the type to go and call it quits. Let's put on a show, cause now you got an audience. You gotta feel your boy, cause I'm the real McCoy. And you don't seem like the type that's ever fraudulent. Greatness is the essence, I'm just glad that you graced me with your presence. Body is a 10, her face is an 11. And I'm kinda digging your perfect imperfection. Yeah. Now I'm headed to the coat check. All you see is dropped jaws and broke necks. Yes, she can make a brother protest. But I won't rest till she getting no rest.
Tonight, all eyes are on you. You're the center of attention, girl. Light up the room. Cause I've been spending all of my time. You're shooting all of my mind. Center of attention, girl. Tonight, all eyes are on you. You're the center of attention, girl. You light up the room. Cause I've been spending.
And we're excited about that. We have a very special guest that's coming on tonight, Low Keys, that is, as well as Fleetwood. He will be co-hosting with us today. Fleetwood will, just to let you know, we do have our chat room live right now. It's open. You can log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/iJive Urban Rich Radio. Or you can tune in by phone at 1-323-580-5749. And you can press 1 if you would like to talk to our guest today or me, the host. And that's the way you can talk to us. So just to let you know about some things we got going on with iJive Urban Rich Radio, we have a very special contest coming up, and it's going to be hot. It's going to be major. It's called the Rich Radio Sensation. And this contest consists of a total of 6 weeks, and we have 3 rounds. Each artist, you submit your music, which is the MP3 format, a bio, and we do have an entry fee of $10. And what happens is, starting Monday, you will submit your music, because I know a lot of people always saying, listen to my music, listen to my music. So this is a chance for you to get your music heard. You can submit your music and then have, you know, the listeners call in, and they will vote on the different artists or different music that they would prefer to go to the next round. And so, again, I say we have 3 rounds, and if you make it to the finals, and you will receive, well, first of all, you have album and mixtape release on the show. So, and also you will receive a chance to be on Big Dipper TV, as well as Mike Hustlin, and as well as have 1 month of promotion on iJive Urban Rich Radio, and 1 month of promotion on Seattle, Washington, Diva Spot Radio. And you will also be featured on Diva Spot Entertainment blog. So that's pretty hot. And you will also receive 2 weeks of spin on D Slate of the D Hour Show in Arizona's radio station. So it's major things out there, guys. And to find out more information, you can log on to www.ijazzurbanrichradio.blogspot.com. And that's where you can find all the information about the first Rich Radio Sensation. And we're excited about that. And also, we have coming up on August the 30th, I'll be doing a live remote at Club Ice. And this is sponsored by DPP Promotions. So, out of ATL, and it's North Carolina meets South Carolina. So, we're excited about that. And in September, from the 23rd through the 25th, we will be having Kevin Shine in Charlotte for the North Carolina Music Summit, and it's all being hosted by me, Nikki Rich, if you don't know, and just tuning in. And we're excited to bring Kevin Shine and Yoshiko Entertainment to Charlotte, and there will also be a Meet Your Tweet. So be on the lookout. And, again, like I say, we have our guests in the building. Shout out to Fleetwood. He will be co-hosting. What's going on, Fleetwood? How are you? Can't quite hear you. We're going to get back to Fleetwood. I don't know what's going on with the system, but we're going to get back with him. And we also have Low Keys in the building. We're going to check him out, see what's going on with him. We're excited about him coming on and sharing what's going on with him as well. There's so many things going on, so many artists doing major things, and we're just ecstatic to have these guests on today. And just to let you also know that if you would like to get in touch with us at iJive Urban Rich Radio about being a part of the show, you can email me at nikkirich79@gmail.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter at nikki_rich, and that's at nikki_rich. And we are also on Facebook. And on Facebook, we are at www.facebook.com/ The Real Nikki Rich. So that's where you can find us. And right now we're going to get to our guests, but I just want to give y'all a little information and feedback on what's going on iJive Urban Rich Radio. I mean, we're trying to do big things here. We're trying to support all the artists that's out there doing major, major things, and we're glad that we have the ability to do that because it's hard out here, and I know that a lot of artists haven't gotten the chance to, you know, have that experience. And I know yesterday we had Big Dipper TV, and we also had New Ages on, and they told me it was their first time. So, you know, it's awesome that they are getting this exposure to come on. And it's crazy out here, but it's a lot of people out here. They're hungry. They're making it happen. And we're just moving forward. And it's a lot going on. A lot of people haven't showcased. A lot of people are getting hurt out of North Carolina and South Carolina. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to be known in the area. And also, it's really growing. And if you have anything that you would like to share with us, we would love to have you on. And you can come, you know, hit me up, like I said, on Twitter or on Facebook. And we will be speaking with Low Keys tonight to all our guests. We're excited. We got the chat room open right now. It's acting up a little bit, so we're getting to it. We're seeing what's going on with that. But we're excited to have these guests on tonight. Well, excuse me, guys. My little doggies, they want to get on air. They're trying to get on air. They're excited today. So you have to excuse my little puppies. But we're trying to plug it in. Been having a little trouble all day with this blog talk. I don't know what's going on, but we're going to get to our guests in just a few. This is not normal, so y'all have to excuse us. And for those who don't know, we're on from Sunday to Friday at 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And we on each day from Sunday through Friday. And today we had to do a special time because we're having a little technical difficulty. So, like I said, you have to excuse us. Working on it right now. And we have Fleetwood here with us tonight, and we're excited about that. He's going to co-host. He's going to tell us a little bit about himself as well. And we have Fleetwood here with us. What's going on, Fleetwood?
It's your boy Fleetwood on iJive Urban Rich Radio. I'm here with Nikki Rich for one of the hottest blog talk radio spots on right now. Looking to have a good show.
All right. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I reside in Seneca, South Carolina, a small town. I've been doing music myself since a little kid, and I'm still trying to do my thing. I know a lot of other unsigned artists out here. It's a struggle, but you got to do what you got to do to get where you want to go. So I'm trying to do my thing out here as well. I'm looking to have a good show with Low Keys tonight.
list.
If you want to check out my music, you can go to ReverbNation.com/Fleetwood864, or you can go to Yahoo.com/Fleetius864. That's FLEETIOUS864. I'm also on Twitter. I have some of my tracks on Twitter. You hit me up on there at FleetwoodSC. And I'm also on Facebook. You can hit me up on that. www.facebook.com/Fleetwood864. So I'm trying to network on every social network, trying to get my music out there. Next Friday, in Anderson, South Carolina at Club Ecstasy, on July 29th, I will be performing with Pastor Choice. Y'all want to come out and want to support, or you want to come have a good time, start doors open at 9:30. The club closes at 4, and it is an open bar. It's only $15 to get in, but it's all you can drink. So it's $15 admission, but you get to drink all you want. So that's not a bad deal. Y'all come out and support. It's Fleetwood and Pastor Trey. We're going to try to shut the club down, Club Ecstasy, and it's in South Carolina.
Right, Fleetwood doing major things. He's going to be co-hosting with us today. We're glad to have him. Shout out to him. Shout out to Pastor Troy, you know, doing major things, opening up. That's pretty hot. That's pretty hot to be opening up for him. I haven't heard from him in a long time, so it's crazy, you know, to be opening up for Pastor Troy. You know, I used to love that song, We Ready. I got a chance to meet him during the CIAA, so it was pretty hot to meet him during that time. So we're excited about that, and I just wish Fleetwood the best. He's doing, he's trying to do major things, and that's the way you gotta go. You gotta, if you're hungry, you gotta get out here and work and be seen, and not just be seen on Twitter or Facebook, and you know, you just got to show your face. Some people, I know a lot of people tweet and everything else, but, you know, you got to get out there and not just be seen on Twitter. So it's pretty major. But we want to go ahead and bring in our guests. We're excited to have our guests in. And we're going to bring in Low Keys. Finally got everything cracking. So we're ready to bring him in as well. And we're excited about it. What's going on, Low Keys? See, this thing is really acting. Y'all have to excuse us. It's acting up. And then my dogs, I think they're trying to get hurt. What's going on? Hello? I don't know what's going on with it. Well, we're going to go to some music, and then we're going to get back to it. Low Keys, can you hear me?
Yo. Yeah, I can hear you.
I don't know what's going on with the system. I was trying to you know, get you in there. I don't know what's popping up on this little thing. This is not normal, so you have to excuse us. The computer been acting up. But it's
cool,
all good.
Cool.
We're glad to have you here today with us.
No doubt. No doubt.
Oh, you laughing now.
I'm cool, man. Whenever y'all are ready.
Man, we ready. It's crazy, yo. Today been a crazy day. I'm in South Carolina now. You know, I came to visit my fam, so, you know, it's pretty hot.
Oh, you ain't got your regular computer.
Yeah, but it's the board too, so y'all have to excuse it.
No, okay, no doubt. It's all good, man. I'm cool.
Hey, are you in the chat room? The chat room is crazy. I see people saying, put your doggies on air.
No, I was in the mix. I was running around. I was trying to get some stuff. I'm about to fly out to Michigan tomorrow for the show, so I was just running around trying to grab a couple things before I bounced out.
Okay, tell us a little bit. First off, tell us who you are and where you from and reside now.
Oh, man. What up? It's your man, Lamborghini Low Keys. I'm from Fayetteville, North Carolina. I still live in Fayetteville. You know what I'm saying? I got a little spot in the middle of the city, you know what I mean? So definitely excited to be here with y'all, Urban Rich Radio, you know what I mean? So let's get into it. What's up?
Yeah. So what's going on? Like, how you get started in music? What do you do? Like, I know people freestyle, they rap, they're artists. What do you consider yourself, and what all do you do and can do?
I mean, I'm a solo recording artist. I'm part of First and Flight Entertainment. If you're not familiar with Rain from North Carolina, Rain is my best friend. So, you know, I run with him.
Okay.
And, we got First and Flight Entertainment, and if you're not really familiar with my music or any of the stuff that I've been featured on, I've been on Smack DVD, URL TV, This Is 50, Boo Boo TV, Real Talk New York, Vlad TV. They just did like a big feature on me out here in the Fayetteville newspaper, the Fayetteville Observer. And, you know, I mean, I'm like real big on the internet. So, like, if you just go to like Google and just Google my name, you know what I mean? You'll see like most of like all like the big hip hop websites, you know, whenever I drop, they pretty much post everything that comes out. And, you know, like music wise, like I've worked with, Lord Tariq, Oom P, the Games artist, Compton Menace, Charlie Clips, the business that produces The Business from Atlanta, their artist Parker, Rain, Questlove, Cousin Young Gliss. And then on my new mixtape, I got a couple of big features on there. I can't really let the cat out of the bag right now, but you know, over like the next 2 months, you know, they're gonna hit the blogs and all of that kind of stuff. And earlier this year, I was featured on thesermonsdomain.com and their freshman list for 2011. The Next to Blow list on major music blogs, igloomediabase.com freshman for 2011. And I was nominated for the New Artist of the Year at the North Carolina Underground Music Awards. So, busy. We stay busy on this side.
Well, that's hot. I mean, you're doing big things. I mean, you're being featured in a lot of things as well. So, big ups to you. How did you get started?
I mean, I think I started pretty much like everybody else. I'm like really infatuated with like art, like painting and stuff like that. So like I used to do like a lot of painting, like when I was younger, like a lot of like actual like artistic stuff. And then over time, like I just really just fell in love with music and, you know, pretty much just transitioned, you know, from doing art, like physical art with like painting and drawing and stuff like that into, you know, mastering the technique of, you know, painting the picture with words. And, I pretty much started out like everybody else, like just battling and, you know, doing stuff like that. And then, you know, the more I transitioned into learning how to write songs and, you know, capture my thoughts within an allotted time period, like a 3-minute time period, then I pretty much got better at it. And I've been at it ever since. I mean, I really just kind of caught my break
like with the blogs and like the internet community like that. I'd say about a year and a half ago. So I mean, ever since then, you know, we've just been pushing and been doing a lot of shows, be on the road a lot, and magazine interviews and different things like that. So you know, we just pushing right now, you know, trying to stay as consistent as possible.
That's what's up, man. When you're trying to come up with a track or when you hear a beat, where do you get your inspiration from? Like, how do you come up with your thoughts and stuff like that? What inspires you to make the songs, the type of songs you make?
I mean, just really just different things like you know, different situations that I'm going through at the present time or different things that I see, you know, just through my journey of what I'm doing, through my daily activities. And then, you know, when I hear other music, because, like, I'm like a music connoisseur, so, like, I don't really listen to, like, I don't just listen to rap or just listen to R&B. You know, I listen to different things, like classical music from the 60s and the 50s, like John Coltrane and, you know, different things. Like I'm very inspired by, like, art by, like, Andy Warhol and Basquiat and people like that. So when I'm looking at these type of things, they generate a lot of thoughts towards my music, you know, and just different things that I'm seeing. And, you know, when I listen to other people's music, you know, you catch a lot of inspiration off of that. So when I'm going through my daily routines or, you know, whenever I'm, you know, on an iPad or something like that and we're going through and we're listening to all the new stuff that's coming out during the day, then, you know, if I hear something that's, like, extremely hot, then that inspires me to go to the studio right then and make a record.
Oh, okay, I feel you. That's what's up, man. It seemed like you come up with your stuff a different type of way than other people, because, you know, other people, they feed off, and some people sound like other rappers because they taking their style or whatever, but you say you get yours from, like, art and stuff like that, man. That's different. That's what music needs now is originality, and we don't – that's what music is lacking right now, man.
Definitely, definitely. I just think a lot – like, I think like, artists that sound like other artists, I think that comes from them listening to that artist too much. Like, they listen to that artist, and they listen to him, and listen to him, and listen to him, and then eventually,
yeah,
subconsciously, they start to sound like that artist. So I wouldn't necessarily say, like, a lot of artists, like be stealing styles and stuff like that. I just think, like, subconsciously, like, a lot of artists just listen to other artists, especially, like, people that aren't on or that aren't mingling with these bigger artists. So, like, when, you know, they listening to them, and they listen to them in a different light than somebody who's running into them all the time. You know what I mean? Like, if you know, we're running into somebody at the radio station or something like that in New York, or we coming out, you're always seeing different people. So when you see different people, you kind of look at them in a different light, you know, after you start to see them more and more and more and more.
Exactly. We're finna go to the phones line real quick, man.
All right.
All right. Well, we have a 623 number we're going to go to. Calling you on the air with Low Keys and Nikki Rich, as well as Fleetwood of from South Carolina. Hello? Hey.
Hey, is this Nikki?
Yes.
This is I'm aware. I was just calling you to say hi and the best of luck to you.
Thank you.
I'm on Twitter. We were talking back and forth. I'm like, I got to call her and just wish her the best of luck and just say hello.
Thank you so much. We're on the air.
You're welcome.
We're on the air with Low Keys as well. He's our special guest tonight.
Oh, hello. Are you guys having a good
time? Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm just supporting and loving my Nikki. Have not met her yet, but I love her. I love her attitude with everything. She's my tweeter buddy.
You
gotta have love
so
and support from all over the world. You're welcome.
Yes. Well, we thank you for supporting us and everybody at iJob. We just try to be a positive radio station.
Awesome. I bet you're like, why are you calling me, right?
It's awesome, though. Tell us a little bit about you, too.
Oh, you know, I just have a little clothing line that I do. It's I'm Aware Clothing. I make I'm a Shoe Freak, I'm a Diva, all kinds of fun, happy clothes. I sell them in local boutiques and out-of-state boutiques, things like that. just a fun, loving job. It was a dream that I had, and I wanted it to come true. So just barely getting started and kind of having fun with it right now.
Awesome. Well, we thank you,
yeah,
for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in with us. And, you know, we wish you the best with I'm Aware. We have to get you on as well.
Oh, yeah, that'll be fun. Yeah, cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, just stay tuned. We got some more people on right now. We're going to get back to our interview.
Okay, I just wanted to say hello and the best of luck to you.
Thank you, and I'll be getting with you soon, too.
Okay, sounds good. You guys have a good time.
You too. You have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye.
And shout out to Ina, I'm aware, so, you know, shout out to everybody that's tuned in. You know, that's love right there. A lot of support, people on Twitter, you know, calling in. That's pretty awesome, amazing. That's awesome right there. And Lowkey, we want to go to some music, and we're going to get back with you to with the interview, okay?
All right, cool.
All right, we're going to get some of this hot music on. You know, and we also going to get some of your music as well soon, hopefully soon. So we're going to get to this, and we have Mr. Case. Case been on, like, for my birthday, so shout out to Case, and it's called I.
Other women showing me attention because I'm famous, they wanna get with me. But baby, let me show you why you should trust. Even when you don't hear from me, it's going on a week now. But don't worry, I'm just working. I know they're looking, but all I see is you, girl.
You were once a dream.
Come on.
Welcome back to iJive Urban Rich Radio. I'm your host, Miss Nikki Rich, and we have a special guest tonight. We have Low Keys out of Fayetteville in the building, as well as Fleetwood that is co-hosting with us today. Shout out to Low Keys. He's doing major things. We're here chit-chatting with him, seeing what's going on and what he has upcoming for everyone and all his fans and the people who are out there listening to iJive Urban Rich Radio. We do have our chat room live. You can log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/iJive Urban Rich Radio, or you can call in at 1-323-580-5749. And what you were just listening to was Case I Can't.
This is Fleetwood, Low Keys. I got some more questions to ask you, man.
Go ahead. Shoot them at me.
Growing up, as you doing your painting when you first started getting into music, who inspired you to start rapping, or who did you listen to that you really liked, and you went back and you felt like you could start doing this music thing? Who inspired you? Who are some of the artists?
When I really started like falling in love with rap music, this was around the time when like Jay-Z was dropping like Volume 2. This was when Ja Rule was popping, when DMX was popping. So like them guys really played a big part in my musical influence. And then, you know, just as becoming like a student of the game, you know, you go back and you do your research on the other great artists like Slick Rick and Eazy-E and Rakim and different guys like that. So, you know, I found so much inspiration just from, you know, researching and studying the game. And then, you know, even new artists today inspire me when I hear their stuff.
Yeah, that's always key, man. It's always good to go back and listen to the ones who paved the way and research about them and learn about them a little bit, because they paved the way a lot for a lot of the artists rapping today and a lot of unsigned artists, man. If it wasn't for those artists back then and the creators of hip-hop, we wouldn't be where we are now.
Definitely.
And you said some of the new artists inspire you. Who do you like to listen to in today's hip-hop world or generation, this generation of hip-hop?
Yo, I love the new cats, man. Like I'm like a big fan of like because like things have become like the way the game has transitioned, you know, like the game used to be different because used to you would have like the mainstream was the mainstream and the underground was the underground, but now that hip-hop has kind of moved like off of the television, you know, and everything is on the internet now, it's kind of merged everything together. So, like, I fuck with the new cast real heavy, like Smoke Dizza, Nipsey Hussle, Big Crit, Mac Miller, Machine Gun Kelly, you know, Wale. Of course, like, I fuck with, like, Maybach Music and them guys, French Montana. I like a lot of the new guys, man, because I think the new guys coming up, you know, I think everything is in good hands with the new guys because, you know, the new guys working with, you know, the guys who was previous to them. So it's definitely, I would say, in good hands. And those guys are guys that I got in my iPod that I listen to daily.
Exactly, man. What I think about today's hip-hop now, man, I think it's starting to kind of go back to the roots. It's starting to kind of go back to hip-hop, but like a newer version of hip-hop, because for a while all we was hearing was dancing songs for a while, and now we hear artists like Big Crit and, as you were saying, Wale, those type of artists like that. So I think it's going back toward the direction of original hip-hop, but just with a new flavor, a new sound, and some new catch to it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, the whole thing about it is now, like if you're trying to like pretty much like the internet is controlling like who's breaking now, like unless you're breaking on the radio, the internet is controlling who's breaking right now at this point in time. And to really get on like a lot of these blog sites and like these big rap hip hop websites and stuff like that, to get all of these people to deal with you simultaneously at one time, one, you got to have plugs and you got to have relationships with these people, and two, you got to be ill with the raps. Like, you don't really see nobody on the sites anymore that's like not like a lyrical rap artist. Like, everything is like switching back over. Like, the not to say like that South artist ain't lyrical, but the type of music that's been on the radio for a long time, you know, the dancing and the snapping and the popping, that kind of music is going away. It had its time. It's had a run for years. You know what I mean? Like, it's had a run for God knows how long. Like 6-7 years. That has been the sole format of how to get a record deal. But now that the people that have stuck with the science of the game, rhyming over beats, soul beats, and things like that, those are the people that are breaking now off of the internet. And those are really the people that don't really have to get like record deals. Because they draw so much of a fan base. Like, you don't have to get in the streets anymore with your CDs. You need to make plugs with these websites. And, you know, I mean, the internet is the world wide web. Like, so a lot of people forget that. They say, oh, you're just on the internet. But when you're generating, you know, we put a video out recently. We put a behind the scenes video out of the single that I'm getting ready to push out. It's already been out. It's getting rotation on the radio. But we pushed that out, and we got like 25,000 views in one day.
Wow, man, so, that's big.
Yeah, and then you have these people dealing with you. Like, you have people who support your stuff, like, you know, like 50 Cent's video website, Boo Boo TV, they support me heavy. Hood Affairs On Demand, they support me. Like, all these big sites that support me, they help you build and gain an audience. And then you don't necessarily have to have a record deal to go do a show or get booked for a show and get paid. Now you're getting paid and you're taking your money, and there's no middleman in between what you got going on.
Exactly. And congrats on that, man. It's good to hear that you have what you're doing.
I appreciate it, homie.
And yeah, that what you were saying was right, man. A lot of the little catchy little dancing songs is really going away now. A lot of those artists was one hit wonder. I'm not knocking them, but I'm just saying a lot of those artists were one hit wonders. You don't really hear too much of them right now, because back then people were signing people that didn't have longevity. They were just signing people with that one hit, you know. But now artists that are putting out mixtapes, you hear them all over the internet. They don't need a record deal. And they still big, you know what I'm saying? They're still getting heard everywhere. Like Wiz, for example, he just got signed. He's been buzzing for a while. He really didn't need a record deal, but he signed one, and he getting that big stage now. But before, he was already well known because of his lyrics, and you know what I'm saying? He didn't really need to be signed, but he went ahead and signed just to get a bigger stage, a bigger audience.
Right. And that's the whole thing about it, man, is when you want to, you know, when you're trying to draw an audience, like I tell people all the time, like, look, like consistency plays such a big part in what you're doing. You can't go on this, you can't, like, if you look how fast the internet moves like this. If I drop something on Monday morning, it's old Tuesday afternoon. It's old then. Then it's off the first page of all the sites. It's back 2 or 3 pages on the site, and nobody's looking back that far because the internet's moving so fast. So usually when you drop a song, unless you work in a single to the radio, you only got about a week to work that song on the internet. So when you put it out, you gotta get your downloads up, promote it for about a week, and then you gotta be coming back. Like, artists gotta understand that you need videos, you need lots of videos. You know what I mean? Not like one video or two videos. You need videos for almost every joint that you record, because now visuals play such a big part on the internet. People want to see the video. They want to see you. They want to see something hot that they feel like they could touch.
Exactly, man. The videos are big.
Very big. Videos play so much more of a part than audio, because if you give somebody a visual, that lasts forever. Audio, you know, it comes and it goes. You know, a visual is much more important than the actual audio. Of course, you need the audio to make the video, but the videos is very important. The webisodes, where you doing whatever.
Exactly,
you know,
man.
Wherever you at, if you're in the studio, the behind the scenes, you need all of that, because people want to see all of that now. This is a generation, this is a time period where everything is being recorded. If somebody get beat up, the shit is going to be on World Star Hip Hop. If somebody gets shot, it's going to be on World Star Hip Hop, because cameras are everywhere. So you got to have the cameras with you at all times.
Exactly, man.
Because
a lot of people think they can just drop a song on Twitter or whatever and think they're going to blow up like that. Some artists may, but it's always good to have a video with your songs. You was right, like you were saying, have a visual. Because people want to see you. People want to see what you look like and stuff like that. They want to see who behind the music. They want to see the face
exactly.
Behind the music.
Exactly. But and on top of that, you know, when you're, people just, they just want to see who you are as a person. So aside from the music, you know, the music is really only about 10 or 20% of what's going on. The rest of it is understanding what's going on. A lot of people don't understand what's going on. There's no way you could stand out on these websites like MySpace or MySpace Music and like Reverb Nation and stuff like that. Like, there's no way you can stand out. It's so oversaturated. So when people are looking at it, or you say go here, everybody's saying go there, yo, go here. Like, that's where everybody's at. You got to move out of the pack. The minute you move out the pack, and you get on. And you get some big name people to support you, because if you can get some big name people to start supporting you, then you'll get other big name people to do that, because you can use stuff that you've been on to get you on new stuff. So it's just part of the game, just part of understanding and really just being a student. If you any artist, I tell you right now, if you want to look at a blueprint of how things are supposed to be done, look at Rick Ross right now. Rick Ross drops shit every week. He drops something new. So if you look at what I do, I drop something new every week, because people's attention spans are not very long. So when people look at something this week, they forget about it next week. It's on to the next thing. It's with everything. So you just got to stay consistent. Like, you got to get in the studio, got to record the joints. You got to keep recording the joints. If you're doing freestyles, do them over the newest beats as soon as they drop. It's just part of paying attention and knowing the game.
Exactly. And I know I asked you who inspired you earlier, but I want to ask, when you're riding down the road and you got a CD playing on your CD player, who do you listen to the most? Like, you riding, you know what I'm saying,
chilling,
who would you be listening to right now?
Honestly, I'm going to tell you the truth. When I'm riding down the road and I'm listening to something, I always listen to my shit. But the reason being I listen to my shit is because I'm always critiquing my shit. I always listen to it and figure out what I could have did better on this song. Even though if you're just a listener of my music, or you're just a consumer and you're hearing the music and you say, I don't hear nothing wrong with it, you don't hear it like how I hear it. So when I hear something, I'm always critiquing it. I might have could have did that better. I could have said this word different. Because once you put something out, you can't take it back.
Well, I feel you. I mean, everything you're saying, I agree with. Everything you're saying is that's knowledge right there that you're giving them. Because that is true to... you know, when you was talking about other artists and getting people on there to support you, and that's important, because I know we always talk about that at the different conferences. Like, a lot of people always try to make somebody else mixtape, you know, like throw somebody else on like Lil Wayne, and Lil Wayne might not even be like, who are you? He don't even know who you are, you know? Like, oh, I'm going to do this over a Lil Wayne beat, or I'm going to do this over so-and-so beat. And, you know, what you gonna get out of them? Nothing. You're getting nothing out of it. You know?
Yep. Well, I say like, I say like, if you're gonna do freestyles, I mean, do them and push them out. You know what I mean? Because I don't think you should hold no music. Like, if you're an artist, man, put your music out, man. Don't hold it. What you holding it for? Like, don't hold it waiting or knowing I gotta hold this because this is so hot. This is the one. This is the one. Put it out, man. Because if it's the one, it's gonna work itself. So you gotta put the music in the consumer's hands. You know, people. You know, the music is out there for free right now. So you really gotta you gotta really build a fan base, and where everything at now is marketing yourself, and then people will catch on to the music and do all of that kind of stuff. So I mean, it's like artists, please, whatever you do, when you're presenting yourself, you have to look like an artist. Like you have to look like an artist. Your stuff has to be presentable. It has to be professional. I see like a lot of artists put a lot of stuff out, like their graphics don't be great, just a lot of different things. Their presentation is not great. Your presentation is the only thing that you have. Even if your music is not good, if your presentation is good, it makes your music a little bit better because it's how people perceive it. So if you look very professional, you know, graphic designer might charge you $200 for a cover, but don't spend $50 on the one on the one that's going to be that's not hot. Spend $200 on the one that's going to be very eye catching, because once you give it to somebody, you can't ever take back that first impression that you give to somebody.
Exactly. I agree with you definitely. I mean, presentation is very important. That's why, you know, it's important to have all your marketing and the things you present yourself all in a row. I know I've talked to several different artists hollering, I want a record deal. I mean, right now, that's not the issue. You have to get yourself together. How you going to want a record deal and you're not registered with BMI or ASCAP or CSAC? How you going to get a record deal? You not even have a YouTube account. Don't even have any music on Reverb Nation. Don't even have a video on Facebook or Twitter. I've met different artists that came to the conference that didn't have anything, but it was okay because they came there and they were learning. You know, that's okay. It's not wrong because they didn't know. But it's very important to start with the basics, because I know some artists that didn't have anything, they was just ready to jump to getting signed and jump to getting this. I mean, you know, what God has for you is for you, so you might do that. But it's important to get your marketing and your promotion together. Then, so your paperwork and all your whatever you need to, you know, maintain that your stuff is copyrighted and maintained, that nobody gets copies your music, and you get paid for it as well. Make sure all that is in a row, but also presentation. I had this artist hit me up saying, "What's the deal with you and music? What do you do?" You know, it's the way you come at people, and whether it's on Twitter or not. What's up with you? What you do with music is not the way you should come at somebody, because I'm already thinking like, what? You know?
Definitely. Well, I'm gonna give artists a piece of knowledge real quick. Recently, I was at the A&R Power Summit in New York about 3 weeks ago, and when I was up there, they had Riggs Morales on the panel. He's a shady A&R for Shady Records. And one quote that stuck out to me, because I was there with an Asylum Records A&R, my friend Eric Beasley, and I was just paying attention to the summit and what they were saying. And one thing Riggs said that stood out. And now he's a shady A&R for Shady Records. He said that as far as he knows, that Shady Records is the only record company that is signing artists strictly off of talent, off of actually being a great musician. Other record labels are not looking for that. Other record labels are looking for you to do all the footwork. They want you to build your buzz up enough to the point where they cannot deny you anymore. They have to give you a record deal. If you want to look at artists who have built themselves up, people like Rain, people like Young Gliss, people like Mac Miller, people like Big Crit, people like Nipsey Hussle, who worked records on the radio, worked the internet to make their plugs on the internet. When you're hitting these websites up and you're hitting these people up, you got to hit them up and you got to format your email correctly with your picture, with the music attached in the email, with the link in the email from an external link such as like a Hulkshare or a Mediafire or something like that, and then the description of the song, your contact information, and then you can't get frustrated if the people don't want to deal with you immediately. You have to show them that you're hungry. You have to show them that you're consistent, that you're going to put out a lot of material. And if they don't like your stuff, then you have to politely ask somebody, you know, what can I do to improve my music to get you to help me out? And then after you start going through those steps, you'll start seeing a lot of progression with your music. The more professional you are, the more you handle yourself like a business, people will treat you like a business and give you opportunity.
But to be honest, you know, just have your Friskies and your EPAC, have it all together.
Definitely, definitely.
And we have a caller on the line, you know, we want to get to her, but I think professionalism is very important when it comes to, you know, when it comes to artists. And it's just like a business, and that's the major thing. You got to come correct, like an interview. So that's all they're doing. And you got to have your buzz up. I understand that. But we're going to get to 908. Tell us your name, where you calling from, and where you located.
It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and I'm calling from Diva Spot Radio. We are located here in Seattle, Washington. And big shout out to Nikki Rich. She always doing her thing. And big shout out to your guest, too, as well, dropping jewels for not just the artists, but for the radio personalities, the promoters, A&Rs, every one that's basically doing business in and out of the music industry. I really like what you guys said about remaining professional, and just like the brother said about having a professional email too. One point that I wanted to bring up is your Facebook and your Twitter. What you put on your Facebook and your Twitter, don't think that people in business or A&Rs and CEOs and managers and even with jobs are not looking at your Facebook. It's, you know, plenty of reports that have been put out that people who are looking to do business with you or employers that you're looking to do business at the interview, they go and check your Facebook and your Twitter and your social networking to see what type of things that you're posting there. So you don't want for a producer or an artist or anyone to call you up and say they want to put your music out there and they want to interview you and go and you know, you perceive yourself in one way, but they go to your Facebook or they go to your Twitter and see something negative. Plenty of times, me as a radio personality and interviewing artists, I'm always looking at your bio. I definitely want to know, where is your dad pit? You know, where can I get your music? Where can we buy your music as a promoter stand? What you standing for? Because usually when you meet someone, and, you know, really quick, usually when you meet someone, you meet the representative. The representative is going to tell you all the good things and the perks about them. But then 30 to 90 days later, you meet the client. You see their work ethics. That's another thing, artists. You know, can you show up on time? When you're late to something, you're late to an interview, you're late to a show, you're saying to that person that your time is not valuable. So why would someone invest their time into you if you not showing up early and saying, look, 30 minutes early to everything, y'all, 30 minutes early. It doesn't matter what it is, 30 minutes early. You're not showing up to go up. I do want to be interviewed. I do want to get my music out. I do believe in my music. And maintaining a professional relationship is good because you get long-term relationships. You don't want to just hook up with an artist or a producer or a manager that can have some type of substantial growth in your career and you come on the show once. You want to follow up later. It's very important and it's critical to whatever type of business that you're in to follow up and to build long-term relationships. So I wanted to put that out there too, because Facebook and Twitter, I can do a show off of. As a matter of fact, I am. Just saying what you're putting up there, and it's really making you guys look unprofessional and weak, and nobody really wants to do business with you like that.
That's very true. Caller, could you say your name again?
My name is Diva Mary Kay.
Okay, I want to shoot you my email, and then maybe you can shoot something over to my people about getting over on your radio show. I'm going to be over that way like the 3rd through the 6th. I'm going to be in L.A., but I'm going to be in Oakland and Los Angeles on like the 3rd and the 4th, and then like on the 5th I'm going to be in Oakland doing some stuff with Mr. Fab. But if you could, I know Seattle's not that far away, but maybe we could hook up and set something up over there.
Yeah, we definitely can. And no matter where you are in the world, you can call into my show as well. You can call in and do your interviews and get your spins from there. So you can be in Peru as long as you up to do the interview and you want a late night grind, we can get it in. But what was your name again?
Low Keys. I don't know if you're familiar with like a big blog out of Seattle called thesermonsdomain.com.
Mhm.
You said you are familiar with that?
No.
Okay. Well, you may check that blog out. He's like real. He's a big blog. You know what I'm saying? Whenever you get a chance, check him out. He's up there in Seattle. I might want to hook.
Okay, great. What's your Gmail address so you can send me that information over and I can check it out?
It's LOKESBOOKING @gmail.com.
@gmail.com. All right, I got you. I'm going to send you an email right now introducing myself, and we can go back and forth from there. I'm up for it. I'm ready to get it in.
Definitely. I appreciate you.
No problem. Oh, one thing I wanted to add, from coast to coast, it's kind of hard. Well, not kind of hard for me, but for some people, because I moved from the East Coast to the West Coast. When you move to a different place, don't look at it as like, you know, you don't have any opportunity over there. Take the skills that you have, take the grind that you have, and understand that there's always a market that hasn't been touched or introduced to the service in your music that you have. It's always good for, especially an artist, to come with a new sound and new music. It's not hard to get a following, but wherever you are before you decide to start putting yourself out into the scene, create a following where you are first and then go into starting your interviews, radio stations and stuff. So, you know, these people that's following you, they're going to call in, request your song. They're going to show up to events. and stuff like that is very, because on a promoter stand, me being a promoter as well, a lot of artists think that, you know, in 24 hours you can magically get them a strong following. Nobody can get you a strong following until you start to develop some things for yourself first, and it has to be a grind. That's why we have a 3 to 6 month promotion. Sometimes it takes at least 8 months to basically get a single, a song, to get enough views where you can start to gain a revenue. And that's why I say 3 to 6 months, because within 3 to 6 months you can do a lot, but as far as starting to get paid, it's going to take a little while. It's not going to take years, because we got the internet. We got iTunes, you got CD Baby. We got so much stuff that you can start to get paid for, but you have to, again, what the brother said, you got to present yourself as an artist. I need your EPK, I need your bio, I need your music in the MP3 form. I need it radio ready. You know, I need it where the producers are. You want to give, especially with your music, you want to give credit to people who help you with your project. You don't want to take all the credit, because the more love you show, the more love you get.
Definitely. That's definitely true. That's definitely true.
What you said about it
taking us like a certain period of time to mm-hmm. to maybe get something accomplished. One thing I just want to tell the listeners, like I don't really do too much talking like about like, you know, different things or how long it took me to do something or whatnot. But I will tell you that from July 2010 to the end of December 2010, we shot 30 videos. All right, mm-hmm. These videos were going viral. They were on all the big websites, yada, yada, yada. It took 6 months of me sending videos to Boo Boo TV and ThisIs50.com before they posted one of my videos. So in January, I released a video called Number One to a freestyle idea called Number One, and they picked that video up, and ever since then they have been picking up my stuff. So, I mean, it does take a long time of – I did an interview recently with Danger Vision with HipHopRuckus.com, mm-hmm. and I was talking to them and it takes a long time, and I was telling them the most important thing that I could tell an artist is that it takes time to build something. You know, these stuff was, you know Rick Ross wasn't Rick Ross in one day. Rick Ross was Rick Ross over a period of about 10 years. And now he's just now capitalizing off all the stuff that he worked for. So when you, you know, the hardest thing as an artist, because there's so many artists, is actually convincing somebody who has the power to do something for you that you're worth doing it for.
I have to agree. Yeah. And it's going to take time. Especially if you're doing something you love, it's going to take a time. It's not just going to happen overnight. And you just have to really put yourself out there. Have your music go everywhere. Have your videos go everywhere. And everything is social. So, you know, get on every blog, talk, radio, because the internet is, like, half of the artists that like 50 and, I saw Lloyd got a show. You know, it's half of the artists got shows. So get to searching. You know, search on Blog Talk. See who out. Lil' Kim got a show on Blog Talk, a radio station, as well as Nicki Minaj. Get to searching. That's all you have to do. Get the, you know, get on these shows. Just call. Just listen. Call in and listen. Tell them who you are. You know, I'm an artist. You know, I'm located this place and I'm located with that place. That's all you got to do.
And get your stuff out there.
Definitely.
And, it's all about presentation as well. And I would like to thank Diva Mary Kay for coming on and sharing love. We got a contest starting on Monday. And that's another thing. We create things for artists to get their music out there. We got a contest on Monday where we have an artist that can submit their MP3 formatted music, right? You sit it, it's over a period of 6 weeks. So you have three rounds, and the rest of the 3 weeks will have finals. And what we do is having you submit their music in with a $10 entry fee, and you submit your bio, your MP3, and when you do that, we have the people that's tuned in, like right now, and in our chat room, they will vote on what music they like that day, and that artist will go to the next round. And that artist, the next artist will go to the next round, so. And then it'll be $10 entry fee. And to submit your music, you will have to have a bio and an MP3 or an EPAC or a press kit. Be professional. That's what we're asking for. And what you will receive is, I know most of the artists have albums and mixtape. What you receive is you receive a chance to play all your music that day, a feature on Mike Hustlin', a feature on Diva Spot Radio, and also a 1 month of promotion on Diva Spot Radio, and you get 1 month of promotion on iJive Urban Rich Radio, and 2 weeks of radio spin, and also now a chance to play your music video on Big Dipper TV. All that if you're the winner of the contest, and it's Rich Radio Sensation. And that starts on Monday. So what you think about that, Low-Key?
I think anything that an artist can be involved with, they should do it. And the reason you should do it is because getting involved with something, you don't have anything to lose from it. So it's $10. You know, some people spend $10 on beer. Some people spend $10 on cigarettes. Some people spend $10 on weed.
Exactly.
If you're serious about your music, spend $10 to go to your music. You never know what can happen. That's a lot of stuff y'all giving away to an artist for $10. So when y'all start the tournament, get everything together. Let me be a judge. I want to be a judge.
Yeah. It's on Monday. It's just all the listeners that tune in, you know, they just vote on it.
Oh, y'all voting them up. Okay. Cool. Definitely. Well, that's definitely a good opportunity for different artists to get featured on different websites. And then once you get featured on those websites and you can put those accolades under your belt, then you take that and you move that on to trying to get onto your next thing. You use those. Yo, I've been on this. To when you're trying to get a placement on your next thing, then you'll be able to use that. So that's a lot of stuff.
And it's,
you know,
not just websites, it's other radio stations on the West Coast too.
Exactly. So
you can get music heard on the West Coast.
For outlets.
Yep. That's pretty
hot. So definitely
shout
out to y'all and putting that together for artists that's trying to come up and trying to do their thing.
Yeah. So we trying to do that starting on Monday. So it's going to be hot. But we're going to go to, right now, we're going to go to some more music with Avalanche Ice from South Carolina. Big shout out to them. Turn it out. So here they go, Avalanche Ice.
Let me take it.
If I can take you home so we can turn it out.
Yeah, I'm in my bed, thinking about my lady friend. She with her friends, she thinking about her smiley man. You know that is me, I'm not ashamed of it. I saw that body, man, I had to put my name on it. She know what she want, I'm the one she please. I feel some type of weight, I need special needs. I crank the motor, there I go. I look in the rear view and all I saw was smoke. Where she at? I test her, she replied back. At the mall, dot, 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 where's Dripper at? I stand back, home alone, I got a question. Scratch that, it's more like a confession.
I'm just wondering if I can take it more so we can turn it out. If I can take it more so we can turn it out.
Ladies, you gotta feel it from this
one. I'm just so we can turn it out. If I can take you off, so we can turn it out.
Any, meeny, miny, mo. Catch lil' mama by her tongue. If she holler, let her go. Well, you know she won't. I'm sorry, that's my conceited side. But she digging me, I see it in her eyes. I see your intuition, and you the definition of what I've been missing. So come and take this diction, and let me turn your fiction into nonfiction, because I got the magic stick, the magician.
Let's go.
But I ain't got some tricks, cause this ain't Lucky Charms. So if you're Fruit Loops, we can get it on. Now with that said, I wanted to say hey.
Hi.
And baby, what you doing at the end of the day? Because
right. I just wondering
right.
if I can take you home.
Hey.
So we can turn it out.
Hey, yo, what's good, y'all? This your dude, Stylistic. Right now, you tuned in with my homegirl, Nikki Rich, on iJob Urban Rich Radio. Let's get it.
Welcome back to iJob Urban Rich Radio. I'm your host, Miss Nikki Rich, and we are live here with Lil Keys out of Fayetteville, North Carolina. What's going on?
What up, what up?
What you got going on next? What's coming up? What's earlier projects, you know, future projects, I mean, you got coming up?
Well, I got, we're working a single right now called All She Needs Is a Pole on the Radio. So it's picking up a lot of places. We just serviced that through DigiWax and Green Hits, and we just shot the video for it about 2 weeks ago. So look for the video to come soon. We know they're going to premiere it on World Star Hip Hop. So, you know, from there it'll pick up everywhere else on the internet. But, you know, the single, I got another video getting ready to come out called Goodwood Beads with Questlove, Cousin Young Gliss. Both of those videos were shot by my man, Spike Jordan from Something Like Productions out of Philadelphia. And you can catch me if you're in Michigan tomorrow. I'll be in Michigan tomorrow. I'll be in Atlanta on the 30th. I'll be in Los Angeles doing a photo shoot for 1012 Magazine August 3rd through the 6th. And I'll be in New York for the URL battles the 6th and the 7th. And then I'm in Columbia, South Carolina on the 13th. And I'm in Philadelphia at the TLA with my man Young Gliss on the 25th of August. And we got the Green Hornet mixtape getting ready to come out. We've been doing a lot of leaks off of that. So, you know, that's been going real crazy on the internet. All the blog sites is fucking with it. And after that, me and Young Gliss going to drop a mixtape called The Blues Brothers. And, you know, in the mix of that, we're gonna have a lot of, you know, new episodes. You know, I got like my own episode series called Take Flight. You know, every city I go to, I do an episode just, you know, traveling throughout wherever I'm at, you know, just going through my day-to-day activities while I'm on the road. And, you know, more videos and more leaks. And like I said, I got some big features coming up. I can't really let the cats out of the bag right now on who they are, but you will know as soon as I drop them. It's going to be very, very big. So
All right. So, you know, you need to come down to Charlotte to the event in September.
Yeah, I was just
in Charlotte. We have the North Carolina Music Summit.
I was just in Charlotte yesterday. Yeah, I come down there. I definitely come down there. Just give me a date. Like send me an email and give me like a date and a time. And I just shoot it.
It's the 23rd through the 25th.
In August or September?
September.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm there then.
Yeah, and Moon said he would come down too.
Cool. Definitely. So I definitely link with y'all when I come down there for the summit. I just gotta make sure my people put that up, put that in the itinerary to make sure that we're there the 23rd through the 25th of September.
It's gonna be hot, and it's Kevin Shine is gonna be there. Yoshiko Entertainment is gonna be 3 days. We're gonna have panelists on that Friday and Meet Your Tweet. That Saturday we're gonna do showcasing. And then that Sunday, we're going to have, like, a little meeting, like a little dinner, a little meeting thing. So we're excited about it. It's going to be major.
Definitely. When y'all work something out, get me on the panel. Get me on the panel
yeah.
So I can speak.
It's going to be hot.
Nah,
definitely. It's going to be hot. Yeah. Talking big things here.
Definitely.
And so tell us how can they contact you if they need to get in, anyone needs to get in contact with you?
You can contact me. You can hit me on Twitter at LOKEYS910, Lokeys 910. The Facebook is the same thing, Facebook.com/LOKEYS910. Or you could Google me. Just Google LOKEYS on your Google. You'll find everything on there. Hit my YouTube, youtube.com/lowkeysbooking, LOKEYSBOOKING. And if you're looking for features or you're trying to book the show, hit my man Tommy Owens at igloomediabase@gmail.com. Or you could call him at 910-797-9317. That's for bookings and features and verses or, you know, whatever you're trying to get in contact for.
And you coming on. Is there anything you would like to tell our listeners or the people who are tuned in to iJive Urban Rich Radio right now?
I mean, if you're listening right now, you know, and you're an artist, keep pushing, man. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't do it. Study the game. Make sure you know your ins and outs of what you're trying to do. Be professional when you're hollering at people. And, you know, make sure you check out the Green Hornet mixtape. Make sure you check out my man Rain. His mixtape getting ready to come out, the Magic Hour Part 3. My man Young Bliss going to drop a mixtape soon. I don't know the name of it, but soon he's dropping a mixtape. And, you know, if you're around the way, check my show dates. You can get my show dates like off my Twitter where I'm gonna be at or whatever. Link up with me, come to the shows, hit me up, enjoy the music, man. And I definitely appreciate you, Nikki, for having me on. It's definitely been fun.
The best. We wish you the best in everything you're doing. I know that you say you was leaving tomorrow.
Yeah. I'll be in Flint, Michigan tomorrow.
Okay. So what's going on in Michigan?
Just a show. I mean, just a regular show that they booked me for.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, you continue to do your best and, you know, continue to push forward with your vision, your dream, where you want to go. We're here anytime you want to come on. You know, earlier we had a little difficulties a little bit, you know, but life goes on. We got to move on, push forward. You know, there's nothing to stop us here on iJive Urban Rich Radio.
That's right.
You know, so we here. We're glad to have you today. And we hope you just stay on and listen to some more indie artists.
Definitely.
Because I know you're doing a lot of running around, and we thank you for tuning in, the listeners, and thank everybody that's in the chat room, you know, giving comments and everything. You know, much love to Low Keys and support. We're here for you. You know, you can come on anytime to keep us updated on what you got going on.
Definitely. I appreciate you. I appreciate the invite, man. I appreciate all the love, man. And if you're an artist, make sure you sign up for the competitions that's coming up for Nicki Rich Radio.
And also, you know, we hope to get some more music of yours on as well.
Oh, definitely. I didn't know my peoples hadn't sent you the music. I didn't know. It was a little miscue on that, as far as sending the music. But we'll definitely get you a whole pack over tonight, so you could check everything out and then schedule up some stuff for your radio.
All right. Well, we thank you. And right now we're going to go to some more music, and we're glad to have Low Keys on, and we thank you for being up.
The Queen City's original hip-hop show. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On Time Warner Cable, Channel 1083. Featuring the hottest music video countdown. An independent artist from the Carolinas, D.C., and beyond.
All right. That was Big Dipper TV. So y'all go check them out. They're the hottest right now. They're doing major things. So check them out. Right now we're going to go to our boys. We just been talking to different people and different indie artists. That's what we love, showing love to our indie artists. They doing major things. So we want to get them out there. And we support all artists, but we want to go to Dramonti, and here we go.
Barry B. Chill. I see you shining diamonds. Holla at your boy. Crazy 730. My nigga Sonny Brown. Network. Let's get this money. Let's make the money network. Yeah. Let's go. Our time to shine. They know Benati in town. The way he cruised the city. Had to take the spinners off. Too many bras getting dizzy. She wanna ride, I'ma let her come with me. So hypnotize they mind, just like Biggie. I do it big time, real fly, stay jiggy. I'm with a fine dime, fat behind, real silly. The sun don't make me sweat, cause the Jews keep me chilly. I'm high of life like I rode it in a Philly. Let the yacht take cruise, we all playing in peace. Popping bottles with my crew when they came with freaks. Gourmet on the payroll, cooking up a feast. I eat like a fat nigga, but I work out like a beast. Got a $1 million face, I'm an entrepreneur nigga. Jealousy keep me stuntin', I pop off like a blicker. Mommy claim they got love inside, only cause we making love inside. In between they thighs, it feels like a magic carpet ride. Enjoy the summer breeze, like I'm high flying through the sky. I can't lie, mommy off the chain, but she can't see my eyes. They behind platinum Cartier frame. And she love when I do what I do, when I do the damn thing. I run around town like the president, man. I do it big time. I'm like big homie was saying, if there's no man that kills on board, then switch your plane. If there's a place you wanna be, OT, let's go. If we flying through the air, we don't care, we go. From the NYC, out the country, we go. We get the party popping everywhere we go. Shake that thing, ma, like the way that they go. You know we getting right all night till we go. You ain't scared to ride, baby girl, let's go. I can show you how to live your life on the go. I like the way you shake that, mama. Keep throwing yourself at me, I might take it, mama. Keep dancing like that, I'm gonna get naked on you. She a 10, but shaped like an 8, so proper. I'm your future, big baby, I'm the greatest that you ever find. If time is money, Dramonati ahead of time. I like a fine lady, top of the line. She got a good head on her shoulders, and she topping off mine. Whoa, let's go, there's more sight to see. Listen, after the after party, we take a walk on the beach. And baby, I let it flow, cause talk is cheap. Explore your body like the internet, all in my suite. I'm from the city that never sleep, you dig? We never sleep. We can have more fun than you could do on a week. I got big time money, baby. Nothing is cheap. I'm everywhere where the money at. Come roll with a cheap. If there's a place you wanna be, OT, let's go. If we flying through it.
Yeah, you now tuned in to Urban Rich Radio with the woman of my dreams, Miss Nicki Rich, and I'm Graffiti Fresh. Yeah.
All right. Welcome back to iJive Urban Rich Radio. I'm your host, Miss Nikki Rich. We live here in South Carolina. But, you know, we're excited about being here, you know, spending a little time with Fleetwood, our co-host, and we're doing major things. We have some callers on the air. We have a caller from an 850 number. We want to go to the line, tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Nigga! Hey, Nikki!
Hey,
what's going on? What's up?
What's going on? Who is this?
This is Rosie.
Hey, Rosie, how are you?
What's going on, honey?
Nothing. Tell us a little bit about you and where you're calling from.
I'm actually calling from the road right now on my way back to Florida.
Okay.
Almost home. Left Charlotte. Feeling good. Feeling great.
All right. So you're doing major things in Charlotte.
That's where I am. Yes.
Okay. So tell us, what do you do, Rose?
If for those who don't know, my name is Rose Diamond. I'm an R&B singer/rapper. Pop artist, all the above, all genres. I do everything, basically. You know,
awesome.
Promotional and a makeup artist, so. You know, that's what it is. And all can follow me on Twitter. Just find me on your Nikki at Nikki Rich page and follow Rosie Diamond.
Yes.
Let me call Nikki, see what she's doing.
Well, we appreciate it. And I heard some of your music. We do have we have a couple of songs. We've been playing G3 Entertainment, so shout out to them.
Yeah, shout out to those guys. They're great guys. They're from Florida. They're my teammates. That's what I call them, mates. You need to play my song instead of playing the group song.
I know. I have to get that from you.
Okay, I'll email it to you.
Okay.
You can get in touch with my manager, and you guys can go from there. You know, I really don't do direct conversation or anything. You know how that goes.
Oh. Yes, we know. So what else do you have going on? Anything else you have going on right now, business wise?
Right now I'm on my way home, so I have to be in the studio tonight by 9, and I'll probably be there today 8 a.m. recording some new tracks. My mixtape's already almost finished. Let me get that out the way. I'm gonna submit those all through Florida and all through Charlotte. So I'm trying to build up my fan base. Charlotte's my new sound home. I'm getting used to it. You know, they show me so much love since I've been there. I haven't met, you know, anybody negative or anything yet, and it's been great since I've been here. You know, it's a little different from Florida, you know, but it is what it is.
Well, that's pretty hot. Well, I know there's some artists I know in Charlotte, and they have their own studio as well, and I know you're a singer and you also rap. Maybe y'all could link up and you might get link up with those guys. I know 403 Mob is in the building, and as well as Mob Money. It's a group out of Rock Hill, South Carolina. And we just got off the phone with Lil Keys from Fayetteville. So it's a lot of North Carolina guys that, you know, it would be cool for you to link up with. And maybe do something on their tracks, or they do something on yours as well.
But you know, I'm open for collaborations. You know, I'm not just stationed for just no. I don't do features and all that. So I'm very open. I sing on anybody's record. You know, I'm open for people to get on my tracks if they're hot. You know how that goes. But I think I talked to one of the guys from Mob Money. So we're supposed to be collaborating,
okay.
I think. Right now, vaguely, I can't think of the name right now, but so we're supposed to do that. And I'm waiting on that because I think that track is going to be hot because I like that song, what it's called, Roll Call.
Roll Call, I like that, too.
So I'm waiting to collab
like
with them. And just I'm open to anything. I want the hottest people from the hottest city. I'm the hottest girl in the city, and I ain't even from that city, you know. And I'm just ready to get rosy on out there. So.
All right. So what part of Florida are you from? What part of Florida are you from?
I'm actually from Pensacola, Florida.
Okay, Pensacola. I hear your accent.
You know, a southern slang girl. Country girl. Cornbread fed. So
it's just you and your manager right now? Or is your manager on as well?
Yeah, she's actually with me. She goes everywhere I go half the time.
Oh, pretty cool.
So, with me right
all
now.
All right.
They're like two
people. Well, y'all are doing major things. So that's pretty awesome that you're doing major things. And you know, y'all be safe on the roads. And I know you're going to be up all night. So you grinding.
Yeah, I am. I slack this week or whatever. But not this week coming. I got to go in super hard. Especially if I want to continue being the hottest from Florida. My name's hot all down here. I want to keep it that way. I want to keep it hot, and I want to get it hot in Charlotte. You know, just as well as your name is hot.
We just going to call you Rose Hot.
If that's what you want to call me, you know. I'm trying to get my name hotter than Nikki's in Charlotte. Because you everywhere.
Well, we are excited that you came on, and we hope to possibly do an interview with you as well.
That's fine. Just contact my manager, and we'll be able to do it. I'll come back on the show, you know. So,
well,
if anybody needs inspirations, you can email at ShadeIAmMusic@gmail.com, or
mm-hmm.
you can follow me on Twitter. We can converse from there at Rosie, that's R-O-S-E-E, Diamond, that's on Twitter. So those are my contacts.
Well,
I would get my
message
number out over the phone, but they might call.
So you got all the, have you shot any videos or anything?
Yeah, I've been in several videos. I've been in videos probably before I even started taking my music seriously. My first video was BG, so I was 16 in that. So I'm just grinding. I'm ready to complete my video. You know, get that out there. So, I don't want to rush anything.
Well, I could do a live remote from your video.
I'm patient. I like to, you know, maybe heard the song drive slow. So, I just take my time. It's a season for everything. So.
Well, I see you doing big things right now, and we got some of your music, and we hope to get more. So we're excited where you headed, and we just wish you the best, and we're glad that you're in North Carolina.
Yeah, I am too. And thanks for welcoming me and the whole Charlotte. It's like a second home. Yeah, you know, I want to give a shout out to you and shout out to my stylist, Designs by Denoma.
Shout out to Designs by Denoma.
And that's all. I got to get back to this role. So I'm just calling in to say hey, and we'll listen to
okay.
your show. We're riding.
Okay.
Well, we thank you for tuning in.
You're mighty welcome. So, have a great day.
We thank you for tuning in to Rose Diamond. Right now, you just tuned in. And this is iJive Urban Rich Radio. We had some great guests on. We're excited where we're headed. On Monday, we had started a competition, y'all. So, you just never know who's calling in. So, big ups to everybody that's listening and tuned in. Shout out to everybody. And, we just wish all our artists the best and much love and success. And we're going to end right now. We're thankful to say we had an awesome show, and we just wish everybody the best. And we want to go to Murphy Lee, Hey Little Mama. And you can tune in tomorrow. We will be live with Will Gates at 6:30 p.m., and we had some technical difficulties earlier, so you have to excuse us, but we're going to be live, so shout out to Will Gates tomorrow. Tune in, and here's Murphy Lee, Hey Little Mama.
Bag live on the instrument.
Yo, met her at the gas station pushing that V. I'm just glad that my truck was on E. My excuse to pull it over and I see what society consider a dime piece. All she wanted was 20 on 3, red high rippers and a raspberry tea. I was being nosy, don't mind me. You would have been too if you saw what I see.
Hey, little mama.
They call me Murphy. I usually don't see dimes at BP unless I'm getting changed from the employee. If wife is a look, then you look like she.
I said, hey, little mama. Trying to reach
her. I'm just trying to reach her.
And yeah, you're never coming back again. It was a pleasure to meet you.
It was a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, yo, saw her again at Super Bowl. Last time she was hot, not too cold. Her did look a little innocent. Tell that she not, cause her friends that she with. Still got it, still can get it if she with it. Her number changed, so she gave me the 7 digits. That was Friday, Saturday I hit her up. No answer, this Sunday she hit me up. Damn, it's like that. Could I be mad at something I never had? It don't replace the fact that mama bad. When I see you again, it's like